This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
.206 at News Talk 580 and 105.9 KMJ worldwide at KMJNow.com. Philip Teresi and Skip Echeverria joining you for the Afternoon Drive, where you can join us at 490-5858 and toll free at 800-776-5858. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook Live, you'll find us at Drive KMJ. Joshua Weekly stands by to screen your calls this afternoon as I join Skip Echeverria back in the KMJ studio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. News breaking in just this past hour, a fire in the Auberry area. You heard a little bit about it on Greg Lane's traffic report. And a heads up to those of you who are listening to us on the FM signal. The FM KMJ 105.9 is the transmitter is located above Auberry and may be affected by power outages, extreme heat, fire. So, if you are an FM listener and you find that the FM KMJ goes away, I cordially invite you to travel back in time and join us on 580 AM, where you can hear us through even more of California, because that's a 50,000 watt AM signal that you can pick up basically from the Bay Area to Bakersfield. If that's not convenient to you for some reason, you can also get us with the TuneIn Radio app, the KMJ Now app, and on your smart speakers, just for the asking. So if you're an FM listener, plan accordingly. We don't know for sure that the power will go out, but in the event that it does. And by the way, if you're in the Auberry area and you have eyes on this thing, if you have a specific warning for people, if there is a major thoroughfare that is being affected, if you have been notified of an evacuation that we have not yet seen, anything of that nature, 490-5858 or 800-776-5858. Give us a call, whether you need to leave a note with Josh because you're running out the door, or you want to come on the air and let folks know what's going on. If you're in Auberry, if you've got eyes on the fire, if you're aware of any information we are not as yet aware of, please call us here at KMJ and let us know what's going on.
Last I heard, it's believed to be at about 3 to 4 acres. At a lumber yard. So we'll see. That whole area is just a tinderbox at this point. I mean, last week we saw the fire took place up by Millerton Pincushion. I mean, that's all kind of connected through that San Joaquin River Gorge. So hopefully they're able to get a handle on that. But that fire season's starting early.
As we learn more, you will learn more. We will absolutely share it with you. I do see that some evacuations have been ordered in Auberry because of the fire at the lumberyard. And it looks like power in the area is down, so that means our FM is on its backup generator. So again, if power goes out, join us on 580 AM, grab the TuneIn Radio app, the 580 KMJ Now app, put us on your smart speaker. We are here, and if you're in the area and you have news for us, let us know, 490-5858. Or 800-776-5858. Now, there is a new buzz question at KMJNow.com, brought to you by the Boz Allergy, Asthma, and Sinus Centers. Today, they're asking, the University of California will require COVID-19 vaccines for all students, faculty, and staff when school resumes in the fall. Do you agree or disagree with the mandate? You can give us your opinion at KMJNow.com. Skip, how do you feel about, I mean, this affects you. You work there. How do you feel? Oh, I guess you aren't UC, you're CSU.
Right, but I don't think there'll be a big stretch to.
How do you feel about this? How would you feel if Fresno State said, hey man, you got to get the jab?
Well, I'm already vaccinated, so I have no problem with it. And we have, you know, of our 87 children, one that's going to be near college age coming up not too soon, one more year. And I was just going down the list of which vaccines are already required for attendance there. The MMR, so measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox, Tdap, one of the meningitis vaccines, and a screening for tuberculosis. I'm not getting up in arms adding another vaccine to that list.
I think that you and I are at a similar spot on this. If they are making what I think would be very normal allowances for the immunocompromised, for the folks who, for some legitimate reason, are not able to get that vaccine, yeah, I'm good with it. If I was a parent sending my kid to a UC school, I'd be giving this a thumbs up. And I've got two kids, both vaccinated, and I wouldn't give it a second thought.
Right. And I think, too, as we continue to roll out with the vaccinations, I mean, there's less and less misinformation related to it. There is going to be a stronghold of folks. I mean, when this first came out as a discussion, we saw some of the debate happening on our social media pages talking about how they were going to pull their students out of the university. Well, first of all, children are no longer children once they turn 18. And so kids can do, I mean, like if a kid wants to go get a vaccination, they could do that. And I guess my question would be, is that the hill you want to die on for something like this? And if it is, well, then you're going to save yourself a lot of money because the University of California is far more expensive than community college or CSU. But the schools need to get back to some sort of normal. I know that there are a significant number of classes that are online in the fall. And as there is the rollout of returning back to the classroom, I think you're going to end up with a lot of online classes just because some students fare better with it. But I would not be surprised to see this. Now, I don't think we'll see it on like the grade school level or even high school level. I think it'll be more for the 18 and over crowd. Because by then, parents are out of the equation. It really is about the student.
Generally, yeah, I tend to agree with you. Considering the vaccines that are required for a child to attend secondary school, high school, I would not be upset if vaccinations were required at the high school level. Look, there's one thing that we know for sure about kids, and it's that they're really crummy at following instructions and being hygienic. I know, guys. This is one of the great lies that we tell each other socially. That we can tolerate other people's kids, that we like other people's kids. It's not true. Nobody likes other people's kids, except for a very fine select few who have been afflicted with the vocation of wishing to be teachers and instructors and mentors. Most of us don't like other people's children. They're weird. They act funny. They have strange ideas about how they're allowed to speak to you. They're not yours. Therefore, they're strange and uncomfortable to be around. And it's okay to say that. It's okay to admit that you don't like other people's kids. I don't like other people's kids. There's very few children that I did not bring into this world that I have any patience for. Now, I'll be nice. I'm not going to like scream at a baby or something. I'm not going to yell at a child for being in my presence. I just have nothing to say to them. I have no interest in them.
Okay.
I don't
really
want
to. That's okay, because I'll make up for what you don't like.
You have a very different perspective on the world, and you're one of those people afflicted with the vocation of teaching. I'm not saying this as judgment about anybody else's kids, because so many of you are going to stand in equal judgment of my kids. And that's okay. I'm not mad at you. In fact, I think it's weird when you don't. I don't trust anybody else's kids to wash their hands, to avoid touching their face, to put on a mask if they're not vaccinated, and to generally follow all of the rules that I know for sure that my children will follow to the best of their ability, because I've told them, and certainly they continue to do what I've told them when they're not in my presence, right?
Of course.
Kids in middle school, some of them can get vaccinated now. There are very few kids at the high school level who can't get vaccinated today. I'm okay with it. I'm good. Make it a requirement, just like you would expect them to be vaccinated for measles or rubella or polio. I'm on board. But as far as at the college level, yeah, you're paying a lot to be there. Do you really want to be Typhoid Barry?
Exactly. And to kind of add to your comment, this coming in, I think most of us just don't like people in general. So we'll see. I mean, the thing about the UC schools are it turns away thousands of people a year. If somebody really does want to pull their adult child out or not support their child because they need to get vaccinated to attend, or if an adult student wants to say, you know what, I thought this was my plan, but I'm not going to, then there will be somebody to fill that spot. UC schools are not going to feel the impact of that. And frankly, if the staff too, I don't think you're going to get a staff that's like, peace out, I'm not doing this. Because if you're working at a UC school or CSU school, any faculty or any adjunct position, there are a lot of perks to being there. It's a decent job.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Wouldn't that be funny if that's the way they finally break down tenure? Well, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming back. Anyways, answer the buzz question at KMJNow.com. It's brought to you by the Boz Allergy, Asthma, and Sinus Centers. We may have an update out of Auberry, just a little bit more information. And then we're going to talk about the heat wave. And for some reason, there's a legitimate news source carrying a story about Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his feelings about people wanting him to run for president.
It's a new era in news talk, only on News Talk 580-1059 KMJ.
This is the Afternoon Drive, keeping you updated on the fire that's happening at a lumberyard up in Auberry. If you're trying to find your way out of there, be advised that some of those back roads are starting to show increased traffic as some evacuations are taking place, and power service has been cut off in the hopes to try and get the fire under control. And also, some of the concerns still coming in are about embers, because while you might get the lumberyard under control, there is a whole lot of flammable material in that area. So we will continue to keep you updated. And if for some reason you're listening to us on 105.9 on the FM dial and it starts to get a little wonky, just flip over to AM, put in 580, leave it there forever, and you'll be able to listen to us from all the way up in the Bay Area down to the Bakersfield area and sometimes all the way to Norway.
Steve checked in. He says that the fire is very much centered around the lumber yard, and that to his eyes, it looks like they've got the spread on the ground contained. But Steve is not a representative of the fire department, so that may not be a comprehensive picture of what's going on. But as per Greg Lane's traffic reports, traffic for folks who are being evacuated from Auberry is getting a little slow. We're seeing roads that don't normally have traffic, like Powerline Road, showing an increase in flow. So if you're in the Auberry area, beware and be ready to go. If they tell you it's time to go, it's time to go. And if you, again, like Skip said, if you're listening on the FM KMJ and the single goes pop, join us on 580 AM or grab the app from the Google Play or iOS store. So we're into the heat wave. Death Valley has cracked 120 degrees. A few more degrees, and they're encroaching on the 134 Fahrenheit recorded in Death Valley in 1913.
Oh, yikes.
Now, I don't think we're quite there, but Fresno's going to break 100 degrees easily today, quickly. Tomorrow is going to be even worse. Tomorrow and Friday are going to be miserable. I got the email. I've got a Nest thermostat. Mm-hmm. And so they're in communication with all the various power companies, and it's, you know, smart, smart, smart. And so the communication was how to set up your thermostat to maximize comfort, minimize cost, and reduce strain on the power grid. It's something that just, for whatever reason, it just never really occurred to me, is pre-cooling. And it's getting to be a little late in the day, but not too, too late. You probably got another hour that you could get away with it, where you run your thermostat down, maybe even lower than you normally would, to cool your house down as much as possible, so that when you get to high demand time, which on a day like today is probably going to start about 3:30, you can then spin your thermostat up to 82 degrees, And it'll take until 4 or 5 or 6 tonight before your AC's got to kick back on at all.
Which is kind of counterintuitive in that I had a friend, I love her, she's a new homeowner. She's like, she made this rule that she was not going to turn on her AC until it was over 100. Mm-hmm. And that didn't last because the house got too warm. Mm-hmm. But there is, I think, well, I don't know about you, girl, but growing up, Philip, we were not allowed to touch the thermostat. I mean, like, I think my husband has a sixth sense where he can tell if someone's touched the thermostat without even looking.
Sure.
But the point being, like, you think, oh, I'm going to save energy. I'm going to just keep it off. Well, then if it's so hot, it just takes forever to cool down.
Well, and that's something that... That's something that I learned a lot about when I was working for Lennar building houses, is that's the intuition. Well, leave the air conditioner off until you absolutely positively need it, and then put it where you want it to stay comfortable. And that's a terrible idea. That's a really fantastic way to turn your condenser into a block of ice and your air conditioner into a very, very expensive heater. Pre-cooling is absolutely the thing to do. This morning, I mean, I got up early specifically to go around and open the house and let cool air mm-hmm. in while it was still cooler outside than I would want it to be inside if I was paying for it. And then I ran the thermostat down to 76 degrees, and in about 2 minutes, my thermostat will automatically switch up to 82, and my house will be 82 until 9 o'clock tonight. Then it'll step down to 80. Then it'll finally step down to something comfortable about midnight. It takes approximately, if you have let your whole house heat in the sun, if you've let it bake in the sun, it will take the average air conditioner in a well-insulated modern home. So something with dual pane windows and good insulation and concrete foundation and all of that. It'll take approximately 1 hour to bring the house down 1 degree if you let that whole house heat up, if you let that slab get warm. So pre-cool, and then in the afternoon, set it to something manageable, 80, 82. If you got a box fan laying around, set the box fan up and kick it in front of that. And at 9 o'clock tonight, step it down 1 or 2 degrees. Again, at midnight, step it down 1 or 2 degrees. It's not the best way to get a fantastic night's sleep until you get used to it again, or until you've got a thermostat you can program to just do it for you. You'll save so much money.
Yeah, I think too, not just the pre-cooling, but also keeping in mind, like, when you're running those major appliances, whether you're doing, you know, the washer and dryer or running the dishwasher, any excuse to put off doing the dishes, I suppose, but paying attention to those hours. If a flex alert is issued, it would be in effect from 4 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So kind of either before or after that, you want to take into account doing those types of things around the house. Also, I think keeping window coverings down is important and making sure that you're charging devices ahead of time. We had a scheduled power outage, you know, out on the bluffs. And the kid woke up because apparently he's the one that doesn't charge his phone overnight. And the power was out for 8 hours and he only had 2% charge on his cell phone.
Oh.
So I had a moment. I go, I'm just thinking to myself, do I offer him my battery backup or do I let him learn a lesson?
Let him learn a lesson.
I did.
Good.
Yeah, plan ahead. Don't keep it plugged in all the time, but like, have a plan. We warned you.
And the other thing for those of you that are in a position where you're sitting there listening to us talk about pre-cooling your house and pre-charging your phones, and you're rolling your eyes and going, "Yeah, great." If you got the money to do any of it, if you're in a position where it's starting to get hot and you can't afford to run the AC, or maybe you just don't care to, all the cooling centers are going to be open.
And it's free to get there.
Exactly right. Fresno Area Express buses will take you free to your nearest cooling center. You have but to tell the good man behind the wheel where it is you want to go, and he will get you there in relative comfort so that you can while away the afternoon reading a paperback book in relative comfort.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light,
April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Keeping tabs on the situation up in Auberry, and PG&E power is down. So you're going to start hearing radio stations popping out. The FM KMJ is on our emergency backup generator. And so we should be with you on that side a little bit longer. But just a reminder, if 105.9 FM goes bye-bye, you can get us on 580 AM loud and clear. You can also get us with the free app in the Google Play and iOS stores or on your smart speakers. And if you're up in the Auberry area and you see something that we're not reporting, please pick up the phone, let us know so that we can relay it to your friends and neighbors and make sure that the folks that need to get out safely. Can you imagine, and I know you're going to bring up the People's Choice Award on this. Can you imagine being named the number one reason to love America? Like just being a human being, living, breathing, eating, having a family, running a business. At a certain point, don't you say, no, you don't get to say that about me, no matter who you are?
Well, I think that that type of title doesn't go to somebody who is, say, a raging narcissist. I think it would go to somebody who is a little awkward receiving that title.
Unless it's The Rock, who received the title.
But even he said it was humbling. I mean, so I know The Rock makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Having like a perfect build and body, mm-hmm. right? But I always like to if you go back into his earlier like Brahma Bull wrestling days, he's not the same dude he was when it started, right? But I always go like, there's a little bit of something inside of him that's always hoping for love and approval. Like, you know, you can just see it on people.
Yeah.
And I think The Rock has it. It's just the right amount of trauma. It comes out in his sense of humor. Am I right?
I agree with your diagnosis.
Yeah. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the number one reason to love America. It was after a recent poll. 46% of people would support him, too, in going one step further than just being the number one reason to love America.
46% of people polled say that they would vote for The Rock for president of the United States.
He said in response that I love our country to my core and I'm endlessly grateful for the opportunities I've had here as a half black, half Samoan kid, being able to work my butt off, knowing tenacity opens doors. In a lot of ways, I'm indebted to our great country for it. So here is why I think it's not that big of a stretch that you see folks kicking around The Rock's name.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a celebrity president.
We've had a couple.
We've had, yes. But I mean, like, Trump is like the celebrity president, literally the apprentice. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's like a celebrity. He was on Home Alone 2. He told Macaulay Culkin where to go. I mean, like, the guy is in a Nelly song. It is a different level. Sorry, Reagan, you weren't on that level in terms of like pop culture popularity as Trump.
He was. You just weren't born yet.
I think he was president when I was born, but that's
no, when he was a Hollywood star.
Well, then, yeah, but guess what? This age group is growing up into the voting age. So going back to The Rock, I mean, you have Matthew McConaughey, who's talking about looking into running for governor of Texas. I mean, the biggest opponent to the recall election here is Caitlyn Jenner. Somebody who's a celebrity.
That right there, that's part of the problem for me. And by the way, I think that Dwayne Johnson and Caitlyn Jenner are like miles apart in terms of the kinds of celebrities that they are and the messages that they send with their celebrity. I like The Rock. He seems like a good dude. He seems like somebody that would be fun to know. Or just to like hang out with, have a beer backstage, that kind of thing. Caitlyn Jenner seems like an intensely interesting person. I don't think that I would like her. I think I could be interested. I should certainly be respectful, but I this isn't somebody that I could like see myself firing off a text message to with a, hey, how you doing?
Well, I mean, honestly, it's because you don't have a hanger, but yes, go on. You got to be on that level of having a private plane, I think.
Oh, God. Okay. Sorry. Entirely wrong hanger went through my car.
No, there's not the person. And I think that that's what's.
But he's cultivated a very personable, approachable image, mm-hmm. which has really worked out well while he's marketing his tequila and his energy drink and his Under Armour line and
his acting career. Yeah. I mean, all jokes aside, like, I've never seen a Fast and the Furious, but it's one of the most successful franchises ever.
That's because of Vin Diesel.
Yeah, but you know, The Rock plays part in it. But then also manages to go over to Disney and did Moana. And then, you know, you've got like the the Jumanji movies. Like, you can't even be mad at The Rock for redoing Jumanji. And that was done by Robin Williams. I mean, the guy is just like painfully likable.
I agree with you. And I have no doubt that he's sharp, because you can be really likable and charismatic and be a middle of the pack guy in Hollywood. There's a whole lot of guys that are really likable and really interesting and look like they'd be awesome to have a beer with that simply will never have their name at the top of the poster. He's a smart man. At least Jenner has some like awareness of engagement with the legal field.
How do you know he doesn't? Well, Jenner's been arrested or had that thing happen. But I mean, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I mean,
look, everybody, she said the quiet part out loud. Yes, I agree.
I'm guessing he has smart people around him and knows how to listen.
I think he's a smart person. I think he's a good businessman. I don't know if he has the chops for administration at that level. Because when you get into that job, your job is not like anything that anybody else can possibly understand unless you've been a longtime senator or a governor of a state.
Yeah, but how well has that been going for us, really? Right? I mean, and imagine the room when you walk into the next big summit and then The Rock walks in and he could body slam you through a table. Like, I'm just saying.
Like we
can, and then sing a duet.
We can finally end all of the strife on the other side of the Iron Curtain by having him suplex Vladimir Putin and then call out Xi Jinping.
Yeah, like, sorry, Putin. I know you like to ride shirtless on a horse, but The Rock's got you beat on a fat day. Like, all of that to say, do I think he should be president? No. Is he likable? Yes. I would be much more happy with somebody who does not want to be president, but is a good leader, like almost like a nobody who doesn't even know how to be on Twitter, than like another celebrity. But I don't have a lot of faith in, like, you know, 50-year senators stepping up or congressmen filling in the spot at this point.
So no to The Rock, yes to a lottery of all eligible Americans.
Yeah, you once gave me this book called The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, and I'm really thinking that that's something that you could, like, campaign on. That's why I keep saying you should run. Or Keanu Reeves.
No. Keanu... sure, he can run. I'm not going to vote for him either. I like Keanu Reeves even more than I like The Rock, but I'm still not voting for him for president.
Rock just walks in and, like, just punks somebody that wants to threaten, like, cyber crimes against the United States.
Could you imagine what a weird cup of coffee that would be to sit down with The Rock and Keanu?
Oh, I would eat it. A friendly reminder that if for some reason the FM signal 105.9 goes off due to the fire that's right now happening in Auberry, you can find us on 580. You can also Listen on your Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Just tell them to play KMJ. You'll find us there. We're streaming online too at KMJNow.com. Okay, so we did the story about The Rock being like the number one reason to love America, according to one survey, the discussion about him running for president, according to the same survey. We have ladies getting thirsty online talking about just imagine the press conferences. Thank you for that, ladies.
Oh, my God. Wipe your chins.
I know the double standard on, you know, because if you were saying that about women, I would call you out, but not here. So anyway, phone lines are open for the most random of things. 490-5858. Laura joins us. Welcome to KMJ.
Hi. I have a dad joke for you about Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, go for it.
What happens when you hit Dwayne Johnson's butt?
I have no idea.
You hit rock bottom.
Get it, Philip? I don't know about you, but I was picturing the setup. Thank you for that, Laura. I do appreciate it. That's funny. Mr. Skip somehow found his way into providing a daily dad joke at his work. Mostly because at 38, he's like the old guy. Uh-huh. Wrap your head around that one. And so now they come to him. I'm trying to find one that he shared earlier today that was stuck in my head until I finally got rid of it. But anyway, I love dad jokes. Are you a dad joke guy?
No.
No?
No. I a good accidental pun on the fly is funny. Intentionally being corny irritates me.
Well, on that note, Philip, I don't always whoop, but when I do, there it is.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, man. Remember when we used to play George Carlin bits, you guys?
Hey, you can't do that anymore.
You can. You just got to edit the hell out of them.
Just beep, 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 beep.
Oh.
Should we go to Florida? I'm waiting for my my dad joke to come through on my text. So let's go to a small Florida town where they did something.
This will be better.
Yes.
Brooksville City Council was approached by business owner Bobby Reed. He wanted to buy a disused municipal building that happened to be adjacent to Brooksville's water tower. Well, they sat down, worked out a deal, sold him the property, $55,000.
Yeah, a place for him to work as a certified personal trainer.
God, talk about being, what a great way to landmark your customers in. Reed's personal training. We're at the water tower.
Exactly. So he was going to take this this property that was being used for storage and whatnot into a personal training studio. And if you want to get ahead as a trainer, you got to have like a gimmick, a name that people want to have on shirts because people sell merch with it. Downtown Athletics.
Oh, is that what he was going to call it?
He was going to call it Downtown Athletics.
Not Tower Training.
You would think. But Downtown Athletics could be cool, and then it would have like the maybe the silhouette of the water tower on it. I can, you know, that'd be cool. I mean, it's Florida. The standards are low.
So he brings out the county's property appraiser to get things updated and have a proper street address assigned to a facility that simply didn't have one. Well, you wouldn't need one. It's the water tower. At which point the appraiser told him that the city screwed up. They didn't just sell him the building and parking space in front. They sold him the city water tower.
Yeah, so he had wanted to buy that property that would be split off with a small parcel with a garage, and instead this happened. And this nice guy, he's so nice. He immediately went through the necessary steps to deed the water tower back to the city of Brooksville. So here's my question. Would you?
Well, I like that that there was like a $10, you know, kiss goodbye over this. Probably that was probably whatever it cost him to file his paperwork to do things properly, which seems completely fair. What I love about this is that Mr. Reed just did the right thing. Obviously, this wasn't what anybody... The other thing is, if you really like step back and contemplate it for a minute, there's that little, you know, villain in the back of my head that's like, haha, I own the water tower. Everybody's going to pay. On the other hand, can you imagine what insuring that would cost?
I would just, okay, so I would give it back with the specification or caveat that I got to decorate it.
You have to paint downtown training with a with an arrow pointing down across the water tower?
Yes. Could we get, yes, exactly. Could we get the Pinedale one? I'm just saying, like, people's choice.
I don't know. The Illuminati are weird when you mess with the stuff on top of their bunker, man.